My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What did we learn and what should we be worried about? Connor Riley joins us right now on the line. And Connor, it's good to have you on from Dog Nation. My concern was that the D-line for Kentucky whipped the O-line's butt pretty much all night. And Kirby talked about it after the game saying, you know, hey, they were physical. My thing is, Connor, did they not know they were going to be physical? We hear this every year. Oh, we go up there and they're physical. And it's almost like guys didn't get the message. Why not?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that Kentucky defense came out and played well. Deion Walker is going to be a first-round pick in next year's draft. But I do think it's one of those things of where I think we've got enough of a sample size now where, yes, even though Georgia has played, I think, two good defensive lines in Clemson and Kentucky, this offensive line might not be as good as we all thought it was going to be coming into the season. And that's even before the Tate Ratledge injury took place. So, you know, that does force you, I think, to adjust your calculations on this team a little bit. I think you saw Carson, he's had to move a little bit more than maybe you anticipated in the past. And so I think you saw some of the uncomfortableness that Carson had last night, and that certainly affected him early on, not really allowing him to get into a rhythm. And so we're going to see going forward, you know, how does Carson adjust to that, to playing maybe a little bit more sped up than he is used to have being able to play that way.
Was some of this because of the Tate Ratledge injury and the reshuffling with the offensive line? Is that part of it?
I don't think so, because they were struggling offensively even before Tate went down in the second quarter. And I think it was more an issue of their offensive tackle play than necessarily what we got out of their offensive guards. Ernest Green has just not been the player I think a lot of people thought he was going to be coming into this season. And Monroe Freeling, the five-star tackle that's a sophomore now, I just don't think he's quite there yet, or at least physically where he needs to be that big-time player that I think a lot of people envisioned him as. So I think more than anything, it's these offensive tackles where you can understand where Roger Jones is a first-round pick at offensive tackle, Marius Mims is a first-round pick at offensive tackle. Right now, they don't have someone who fits that mold on this team, and I think that's where perhaps it's showing up the most. They're not hitting a lot of the big runs to the outside, and when they are finding success rushing the ball, I think a lot of it's because Trevor Etienne on Saturday was just able to create something out of nothing. Huh. And that's not where Georgia has been in recent years. And it's great that you have someone in Etienne who's able to do that, but you don't want to be reliant on that.
Georgia wins 13-12. We're talking with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. It's Dukes and Bell. Monday Night Football coming up. Falcons at Philly tonight. All the coverage right here, starting at 4 with the Wade Ford tailgate show. Here's my other concern watching in the stands. Where's the star power offensively? Who takes over games, Connor, for the Dogs when you get in these situations where you need plays?
And to your point, you know, there's nothing it seems that Georgia can do easier. They can take anything they want. You know, a year ago, I think you had that with Brock Bowers. You had that with Ladd McConkey. Maybe some of this is Georgia playing its cards close to its vest because they know they were playing Alabama at the end of September, okay, and they don't want to fully unleash what, you know, maybe Dylan Bell can do or what Oscar Delp's going to be in this offense. But even early on in that game, and we've seen enough now, I think, between Kentucky and Clemson, when Georgia wants something easy, there's not necessarily something there. I think David Pollack made a great point on Twitter over the weekend. There's a lot of good players on this Georgia offense, but I don't necessarily know, especially among the skill players, if there's a particularly great one. Maybe there is. Maybe Dylan Bell continues to develop and we see him used a little bit more against Alabama in the coming weeks. Maybe Dominic Lovett continues to build off of what I thought was a strong game from him. Mm-hmm. But to your point, Carl, there's nothing easy with this offense. There's nothing great with it right now. And while I believe some of that comes down to scheme and vanilla-ness that Kirby Smart elected to play with, because while, you know, Mike Bobo was not perfect on Saturday, we've seen Kirby do this with Kentucky when Todd Monken was the offensive coordinator, and now with Mike Bobo as the offensive coordinator. Georgia, for whatever reason, I think plays very vanilla, very basic against Kentucky, knowing that it can win, but that does, I think, impact how people view this offense.
So, our man Connor Riley, as the Dogs escape with the win, also lose the number one position to the Texas Longhorns in the AP poll. We'll see what the College Football Playoff guys have to say about it. I thought Jalen Walker was great. I thought there was a ticky-tack, you know. I hate how they've overprotected the quarterback now. He can't stop in midair, but that was a hell of a play that he got penalized for.
Ticky-tack is a very kind way of putting that, Mike. I would call that one of the softest penalties I've seen in quite some time. But Jalen Walker was everything you needed him to be on Saturday. 8 pressures on 21 pass attempts or pass rushing attempts. That's the best mark of anyone that put on a college football jersey this weekend. I know he didn't finish with a sack, but late in that game when Kentucky was trying to make drives to get those last points that they needed, Jalen Walker was everywhere. I can't say enough about how well he has played this season, both as an off-ball linebacker and as an edge rusher there. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how Georgia chooses to use him against Alabama in a few weeks. He had 2 sacks last year against Jalen Milroe in a game where we've talked repeatedly about how they didn't pressure Milroe enough.
Right.
I think Georgia's going to get Mykel Williams back, and that's going to help a lot going into that game. But Jalen Walker versus Jalen Milroe is an absolutely fascinating offensive versus defensive chess match. And I think anyone that's a college football fan should be looking forward to how those two teams are going to match up those two players.
All right, here's something else that's concerning me is they get a week to get ready for Bama. Kentucky ran for 212. Bama's one of the best running teams in the country. How do you limit that? How do you slow them down with the run game if you are Georgia?
I think the big thing is you have to win early downs. And one,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think you saw, especially in the second half of that game, where a lot of those yards came from.
Yep.
Georgia was so thin on the defensive line. You know, Tyrion Ingram-Dawkins had a phenomenal game for Georgia, and that's considering the fact that he played 63 snaps, which is way too many for the way that Georgia wants to play on the defensive line. Nazir Stackhouse and Christian Miller also played over 50 snaps. Part of that is because Kentucky is able to sustain long drives, but they need Warren Brinson back. They need Jordan Hall back. They got Xavier McLeod back this past week, and I think that helped. You know, I think that they're going to get Hall and Brinson back for this Alabama game, and while they're not going to be, you know, the front of the line guys, they're going to be able to help with that rotation. If they're able to win on first and second down and put Alabama consistently in third and long, I think that's going to help keep the snap count down, and that's how you prevent your defense from getting worn out over the course of the game, which is, I think, something we saw with that front seven. They made big plays when they needed to on Saturday to keep Kentucky out of the end zone, but Alabama's got enough talent to be able to do that in a way I don't necessarily know if Kentucky did.
Alabama, maybe it's just USF's front seven creates mismatches for them, and they look great against Wisconsin. Going to Camp Randall, they knocked Tyler Van Dyke out, and then Jalen Milroe, they start really explode in the second quarter, and it really looks like that's Frank DeBoer. That's Kalen DeBoer's, Frank DeBoer's old soccer coach, Carl. That's Kalen DeBoer's model of offense, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I don't take a whole lot from that Alabama game. Alabama deserves credit for being buttoned up and dominating that game, but when Tyler Van Dyke went down, that game was just going to be uncompetitive in the game. I didn't think all that highly of Wisconsin going in, but you know, that was the first time all year Alabama had its fully healthy starting offensive line. Caden Proctor at left tackle, Elijah Pritchard at right tackle. Tyler Booker is one of the best guards in the country, and it's an Alabama offensive line that is as good as anyone out there right now, and they're able to protect Jalen Milroe. They're able to open up running lanes. I think so far we've seen Alabama answer some questions about the skill players around them, but I think Georgia's defense is by far and away going to be the best test that they have played. And so it's going to be a very interesting game. Georgia's defense has still not given up a touchdown this season. They have not given up a touchdown in the last four games. The last team to do that was 2016 Alabama. And so it's a Georgia defense that's been great so far this year, but at the same point in time, I do think that this is the most talented offense that they will have faced, and it starts with that offensive line, which is a big reason why I think they went up to Madison and just pushed Wisconsin around for four quarters.
Yeah, I totally agree. What's been the surprise for you so far, 3 weeks into the season? Is there a surprise for you, especially specifically in the SEC?
As far as Georgia or as far as conference-wise?
The conference, because we got a great game. I mean, South Carolina LSU was a great game. I mean, there's been some surprise. Are you surprised at what we're seeing with Florida and how bad they are? I mean, anything?
I'm surprised that Florida, in two big home spots against Miami and Texas A&M, games they couldn't afford to lose because of what we believe they have at the end of their schedule, come out completely flat and did nothing for the first three quarters of both of those games. They're down 33-7 to a Texas A&M team that was playing a quarterback that was making his first career start. There is no juice with that program right now. There is no energy with it. And this was a pivotal year for Billy Napier going into year three. You've had time to assemble multiple recruiting classes. You've had the transfer portal where you can bring guys in. And they're now going backwards again for the second straight season from where this program was. And look, I'm not one of those people that feels the need to defend Dan Mullen. I thought he very much quit on that program in 2021 and Florida had to move on from him. But with what you've seen from Billy Napier, you know, again, expectations were low for some for Florida coming in this year. But I think they found a way to even underperform that, and it's just becoming harder and harder to see Billy Napier not even making it through the season, but making it to Jacksonville for the cocktail party with the way that they're playing it right now.
Yeah, I think we're of the opinion he wasn't going to be there by Halloween weekend. The other thing is, I guess the Board of Trustees was supposed to meet Sunday morning. Still no word on Napier. You heard anything else?
No, you know, yeah, I was aware of that meeting. I found it a little weird that they were scheduling it, you know, so hastily. I think when it gets closer to the bye weeks, maybe that's when they ultimately make a move on them. They have to win this weekend. Mississippi State, I don't know how many got a chance to see it. They lost to Toledo, and they got blown out by a MAC school. Ugh. This Mississippi State team might be one of the worst non-Vanderbilt SEC teams in some time. And if you can't beat them, you can't be an SEC coach anymore. So I think that this is a huge game for Billy Napier in a way that not a lot of people would have anticipated.
Real quick, Tennessee goes to Oklahoma. And that, I mean, young quarterback who looks like a rock star, but you think, can Tennessee pull off a win against that defense?
Not only do I think that Tennessee can do it, I think Tennessee is going to make a statement on Saturday. Oh. And part of this is, one, there's some history there. Josh Heupel, former national championship winning coach, at Oklahoma, former offensive coordinator there. He has no qualms about running it up and putting a big number up on the board, and the way that they play, especially for teams that haven't played against them like Oklahoma hasn't. I think that hurts Oklahoma in this sense, along with the fact that Oklahoma just quite frankly has not been all that impressive in recent weeks. Tried to give away this game against Tulane this last week, was in an all-out war against Houston the week before, and they're facing a more talented Tennessee team than anything they've seen on their schedule. It's Oklahoma's first SEC game, and I think they're going to be in for a really rude awakening from a Tennessee squad that knows that they've already made a quiet statement already this season with how they played. I think that they can firmly place themselves as one of the top teams in the sport with a dominant showing this weekend against Oklahoma.
Great stuff. Connor Riley, as always, tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter, @KConnorRiley. We've got a ton of stuff during this bye week. Georgia-Alabama, always a massive, massive game. Looking forward to it.
We are too. Take care, Connor. We'll talk soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.